Okay, we are in Hilchot Kriyat Shema, Siman Nun Chet, Si'if Vav. Alfa Pishizmanan Imshachat Sof Hasha'a Shlishit, even though the time for Kriyat Shema lasts until the third hour, Im Avra Sha'a Shlishit, Vilokara, let's say one overslept, the third hour passed, he did not read Kriyat Shema. So then, Koreota Bebirchoteha Kol Sha'a Revi'it, Shehu Shlishayom. So then you still say Kriyat Shema with the brachot, Birchas Kriyat Shema, for another hour until the fourth hour of the day. Ve'en lo sachar kekori bizmana. But one does not get the same reward as reading Kriyat Shema in its proper time. Ve'im, or even the proper reward for reading Kriyat Shema. But the Kriyat Shema, that's for Kriyat Shema, but for Birchas Kriyat Shema, it is the correct time. But if the fourth hour passes and he did not read Kriyat Shema, so then Kora'a below Birchotea Kol Hayom, then you should still say Kriyat Shema, because it's still an ideal tefillah for every Jew every day for Kabbalas Ol Malchut Shemayim. So even though he missed it in its proper time and he's not going to get the proper schar, or the credit for doing the mitzvah, he should still say it at least one time during the day. Now, just to stress, the Shulchan Aruch writes, he paskins, same Ramah, the last time to say Kriyat Shema, Birchot Kriyat Shema is when? The fourth hour. It's important to point out, there are some poskim who say, other opinions based on Rishonim, that you do have until Chatzot to say the bracha with Hashem's name. So there are some who paskin that way. And the Rambam holds you have the entire day to say it. So it's a machloket if one should say it with a bracha. Everyone agrees, even if you miss Kriyat Shema the fourth hour, it's better to still say Kriyat Shema, Birchos Kriyat Shema, before Chatzot. The question is, if it's before Chatzot, do you say it with Hashem's name or without Hashem's name? Do you just skip it and say Baruch, and you skip the next few words, or you're Maharher, you think Hashem's name, Hashem Elokeinu, and then you continue Melech Olam, and you think, then you say the whole bracha, but you never say the words at the beginning or the end of every bracha for Birchos Kriyat Shema. If it's after the fourth hour, Baruch Ata Hashem with Hashem's name. That's one opinion. The other opinion says, you know, you still do it with Hashem's name. Lamaisa, no one says to follow the Rambam. No one says to say Birchot Kriyat Shema with Hashem's name for the whole day, for the afternoon. Okay, so we should all try and say it, obviously, in the first 4 hours. It should be obvious by now that Kriyat Shema and Birchot Kriyat Shema do not have the same time. They're not exactly the same thing. And Birchot Kriyat Shema is a bracha of shevach or tefillah. Even one of them, Avat Olam, Rav Rabba, has even a potential bracha of bircha satara. So these brachot are not specifically for Kriyat Shema. They're wrapped around Kriyat Shema. It's the appropriate time, Chazal said, to say the brachot. So they establish the tefillah. But it's not like saying, Asher Kiddushem Vavitzivanu al Kriyat Shema, because it's not specifically a Birchas Mitzvah and Kriyat Shema. It's not exactly this. It's not exactly connected. Chazal connected them per se, but they're not the same. They're not one package. It's not Birchas Mitzvah. And the Midaraisa, certainly Zechiras Yetziat Mitzrayim, one is Chayav all day long. On that, there is no Machloket. Okay. Zion. If one did not say Kriyat Shema during the day, there's an opinion that one could say Kriyat Shema at nighttime. If one did not say it at night, he can say it in the morning or all day. And some say no, there is no Tashlumin. And that's the Ikar Halacha according to the Shulchan Aruch, right? It's always Yesh V'yesh Halacha Kebatra, the second opinion. Okay, Nun Tet, Din Beracha Rishona Biyotzer. regarding Birchas Kriyat Shema. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yetzer Or V'Orech Haoshech. So this is Tiknu Lahazkir Midat Laila Bayom. Chazal wanted us to mention that we're praising Hashem for the night during the daytime, and when we mention it during the day, and we mention night. Lahotzi Miliv Apikorsim She'omrim Shemisha Bara Or Lo Bara Choshech. In order to stress that we are not heretics, and it's anti-heretics who say that there's two gods. One God made light, and one God made darkness, or day and night. Bet. Okay, see, bet. Im tav yamar sher bidvaro mar yvaravim. Veniskar miyad yamar yetzer or. Vegam siyem yetzer miyarot yatsa. So this is in the morning. You meant to say yetzer or and finish yetzer miyarot, but you weren't paying attention and you started the words mar yvaravim. So then, if you immediately switch over or switch and you say, no, Yetzer Or, and you continue the bracha as usual, and you finish, it's Baruch Atah Hashem, Yetzer Miarot, no problem, Yotzei 100%. That's a real simple case, because anytime you say something and you, it was by mistake, and you want to switch it, as long as you say the correct words, what you want to say, Toch Kedei Dibur, within a matter of, I don't know, 2-3 seconds, the amount of time it takes to say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Omori, perhaps. So you got 2-3 seconds there. That's the amount of time you have to change, and it totally undoes what you said. That's, even if you were to pause and it'd be a little bit longer, you would still be Yotzei, because you still said Yotzer Or the whole time. Because the whole middle and the whole end is Yotzer Or, as we shall see. If you just said Bidvaro Mar Yaravim, Velo Amar Yotzer Or, and you never mention Yotzer Or at all in the middle, Olo Siyem Yotzer Miarot, or you didn't conclude Baruch Atashim Yotzer Miarot, Lo Yetza, then you're not Yotzei, because the whole beginning and middle was Mariv Aravim, or the end was Mariv Aravim. So that's too much. You can have a little mistake in the beginning, but you can't have such a big mistake throughout the entire bracha, and the ending for sure has to be correct. You started Yetzer, then you switched to Mariv Aravim. And then you also finished Mariv Aravim, then Lo Yetzah. Because even though you mentioned Yetzer Or in the beginning, so as long as you had the beginning or the middle, that should be enough, as long as the end is correct. Here in the last case, not only did you, the end was, no matter what, if you mess up the end, Baruch Atah Hashem, and you get it wrong over there, then the brach, you're not Yotzei, and you have to repeat. Haga, the Rama says, V'adinim lo amar tachila rak Yotzer Or. Even if you said Yotzer Or in the beginning. Im siya Mariv Aravim lo yatsa. That's what we just said. Once you, if you conclude Mariv Aravim, the end is wrong, then for sure the whole thing is no good. You're not Yotzei, you have to repeat. Okay, Gimel. I know. Aval, the end of the Shulchan Aruch continues. Aval, im siya Yotzei Amerot. You said Yotzei Amerot like you wanted to. Kivan shepatach Yotzer Or. Since you started Yotzer Or and you ended Yotzer Or, even though in the middle it was Mariv Aravim. So I think we explained that. Okay, Gimel. Some say that Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 and Birchas Kriyat Shema, a single person can say it by himself. It's only considered like Sipur Dvarim, telling over the Kedusha of the Malachim. Son of Davar Shavik Dusha, per se. V'yeish omrim shiachid medalga. And another opinion says, no. If you're davering by yachidus, by yourself, you should skip it. V'eina ne'emera, ne'emeret ela betzibur. It's only said in public. V'yeish lachosh v'divrehem v'lizaher shiachid yomerenu benigun v'tamim kekore betara. So here, we see that he holds, seems to me that he holds, mikardin, a single person should say it. But to be machmer, in order to be machmer, once if you're going to be by yourself, and we don't want you to skip the kedusha diyachid of birchas kriyat shema, then you stay at biyachidus. But it's better to do it with the proper nigun or ta'am. Okay, so at least it looks more like you're kokori b'torah and not trying to say a davar shebikdusha, even though you're by yourself. Haga, and again, to stress the point, lahalacha, then I don't think there's no machloket here as far as the Ashkenazim. There is none. L'chavar pashat haminhag yisvara rishona. The clear minhag is like the first opinion that even if you don't say it with the kari b'tara with the nigun or tam, anyone who davens by themselves always says all of birchas kriyat shema, including kadosh kadosh and baruch kevod. Okay. Yachid omer ota, and a single person says it even if he's by himself. Kishonim kedusha zot, and when you say this kedusha in Berachas Kriyat Shema or mimota b'kol ram, you say it out loud. Okay. Dalet. Birkat yotzer ve'arvit, these two brachot omer im hashaliach tzibur benachat. So you say it slowly with the shaliach tzibur together. And also this way you avoid getting into the issue of do you answer amen or not. Since you're saying it with the chazan, then you do not answer. Then simple, you wouldn't answer amen, because it would be like answering amen to your own bracha as well. And that we don't do. But the halacha, as we will see, according to the Shulchan Aruch, and certainly according to the Sfardim, is we never answer amen to brachot during Birchas Kriyat Shema, even if it's between each bracha, or it's called Beina Prakim. So even if one would finish early, and we would hear, and we'd be done, we'd be quiet, and we hear the chazan finish Yetzer Amearot, we would, Sfardim would not answer Amen. However, we shall see. Haga, v'maher l'sayem kodem she'sayem ha'shelech tzibur v'yane amen achar ha'shelech tzibur. Actually, he holds that Bedavka, the Ashkenazim, the Rama holds, they finish the bracha before the chazan, so they could answer amen. They hold it's not a hafsek, but it's an amen between bein haprakim, and they follow that you could answer amen bein haprakim, and so it's better to say amen after yitzir merot for the after the shaliach tzibur. So try and say it a little bit faster. No one says, to say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. In these situations, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, you never say when there's an issue of a hafsek. It's not an ikar, takana of chazal to be saying Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, like Amen is. So Amen, we do answer Bein HaPrakim. Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, we do not. Okay. Let's continue in the Ramah. Mil im lo amara rak shema mashliach tzibur. What if you didn't say birchas kriyat shema? You only heard it from the shliach tzibur. Yatsa, you would be yotze. De birchot elu shliach tzibur motzia yachid al fapishu baki. So then a shliach tzibur is motzia yachid, even by birchas kriyat shema, even if the listener knows how to read Hebrew just fine, he understands it, he can read it, no problem. Still, if you have kavana that he be motzi you, he's motzi you. Mil. He writes, "Ein hashaliach tzibur motziya yachid bepachot me'asara." But in order for a shaliach tzibur to be motzi an individual, it can't be that there's like seven guys in a room and one of them gets up to daven. Ki'ilu, there's a shaliach, there's a minyan, and shaliach becomes a shaliach tzibur. Obviously, they're not saying kedusha baruch hu. He can also not be motzi in birchas kriyat shema. Only if there's 10, he can do that. Okay. V'lo yane amen achar siyum ha-bocher v'ama Yisrael b'yavan. The Shulchan Aruch continues, you don't answer amen after that bracha. Mishum davei hafsek. It's like a hafsek between, it is a hafsek between ha-bocher v'ama Yisrael b'yavan tishma. And similar to all bein ha-prakim, we don't do. Svardim don't answer. Hey, im ta'abe berkat yotzer b'inyan shetzarich la'amod acher. Tachta, what happens if you're in the middle of birchas kriyat shema, there's a chazan, and all of a sudden, he can't continue. Something happens, passes out, an emergency, who knows. Most likely cases, he loses his voice all of a sudden. That doesn't happen often, obviously, but that can happen. And so what happens? You have to get someone to replace him in the middle. So im ta'am mikedusha ve'elech, if he gets stuck and he has to stop. And this happens after the kedusha of kadosh, kadosh, kadosh in birchas kriyat shema. And if it happens after that, so then ein hasheni tzarich la'atchil el makom shepasak. So then this guy who takes over, the next chazan, he doesn't go start back from the very beginning. Baruch Hashem, Olam Yetzer, or Avor Yecholshech. No, he continues to right after the words of the Kedusha, right after Baruch Kivod. The general rule is that if we don't split up brachot between two chazanim, we don't split up two brachot, Birchas Kriyat Shema, if you have to get a replacement. But when we say Kedusha, that acts, serves as a divider. And even though technically Birchas Kriyat Shema, the first one, is one long one, all the way from the beginning of Yetzer Orei Choshech to the end of Yetzer Me'arot, even though that's considered like one, it is one bracha, but the purposes of stopping and continuing, they're actually, because of the Kedusha, divides it up for these halachot in, as if it's two brachot. Okay. So we let the second chazan continue from the Kedusha. Hagah, dehainu shematchil mikedusha ve'elech. That's what we just said, right? After Baruch Kavod. Ve'im ta'a kodem kedusha tzarich lehatchil barosh. But if you, anywhere from Yetzer Or until Kadosh, 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 right? Anywhere in the beginning, first half of the first bracha, Birkas Kriyat Shema, and the second one, where does he continue from? He starts over from the very beginning. Okay, but we don't divide brachas normally. Just Kedusha asks, serves as a proper divider. Okay, next Siman Samech Din Birkas Kriyat Shema Ve'im Tzrichim Kavana Aleph Siv Bracha Shnia. The second bracha is Ahavat Olam. Hanaga says V'yesh Omrim Ava Rabba. Two different nischos, and now it's the bracha starts. Chenogim Chol Ashkenaz. That's the minhag among Ashkenaz. Say Ava Rabba. Okay, so depends on your nesach. Ve'ena potacha de baruch, and it doesn't start out with the words baruch. It's a proper bracha, this one. Ahavat Olam or Ava Rabba. It's a proper bracha, but it doesn't start out with the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Why? Mipnei shehi smucha the Birkat Yotzer Or, because it was established as being attached next to Yotzer Or. So anytime it's a bracha, smucha lechavrata, is the phrase, it's attached to its friend, to another bracha. Chazal only had you start off saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam for the first one. And then every other one afterwards starts out with words without Baruch. And then they all conclude with Baruch Atah Hashem, and whatever the idea is. And it's important. There's no bracha counts as a bracha if you don't mention Shem v'malchut. You have to mention Hashem's name, and you have to mention that Hashem is Melech HaOlam. So even though the second bracha doesn't have Melech HaOlam, it uses the Melech HaOlam from the first bracha, the one that it came to. And that's the general rule. Now, what's interesting is sometimes it happens, even though, and it works, because the second bracha is actually said by itself. The second bracha, it's established as a bracha that's smucha lechavrata. But if it's said by itself, because we learned already, Birchos Kriyat Shema, they don't all have to be said at the same time. They could be said separately. But the nusach or the matbea of the bracha doesn't change. The matbea or the nusach is established based on the usual usage, the way Chazal, ideally meant for us to read the brachot. But now, if the brachot get taken out of order and you say them separately, then the second bracha, you say it exactly the same way. Even though it doesn't start with baruch and there's no melech haolam, it still works. Because that's how it was established by Chazal. The imi poter birchas haTorah, that's we discussed about birchas. Does it count for birchas haTorah? And obviously we said yes. Just learn right afterwards. Bet kara kriyat shema below bracha. What if you say kriyat shema without the brachot? Yeah, today chovak kriyat shema. You're yotze saying kriyat shema. Chozer v'koya brachot below kriyat shema. But brachos are also a mitzvah. Chazal said to say. Again, it's not the same mitzvah as Kriyat Shema. You can say it afterwards, but it's not Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a separate brachos of Shavuach or Tefillah that Hashem wanted, that Chazal had to say. So we say them afterwards. V'nir eli shetov lachazor v'likrot Kriyat Shema ima brachot. And you're right, it's good, it's better to say Kriyat Shema with it. So one explanation is there's Chazal ideally had them to be all connected, to be said together, Another popular answer is why? So that you get up saying, you learn some Torah, that's Kriyat Shema, right before you daven. It's always good to learn right before we daven. Gimel, Seder HaBrachot Eino Me'akev. The order of the brachot, as we just mentioned, is not me'akev. It can be out of order. If you get one out of the order, what you say the second one before the first one, you yotze. And with that, and we don't change the nasach. Dalit. Yesh omrim she'ein mitzvah tzrichot kavana, v'yesh omrim she'tzrichot kavana, lasit basiyat ota mitzvah. V'chen halacha. Two opinions. Some say when we do a mitzvah, we can just do it without thinking that we're doing a mitzvah. We're not meaning kayam a specific mitzvah. No, and some say no, we have to have kavana. We have to know what we're doing and saying this is to be yotzi the following mitzvah. And you could think that, but you have to have that kavana when you do it. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens that really you don't you do tzrichot kavana. You must have kavana whenever you do a mitzvah. Otherwise, it doesn't count. The general rule is if you do a mitzvah that you did not do it with kavana, we say you have to repeat it, especially for a mitzvah deraita. It's a question if it applies derabanan, but certainly for a mitzvah deraita. But when you have, but if you have to repeat it because you didn't do it with kavana, and this mitzvah requires a bracha, then we say on the bracha part, we say don't say a new bracha, just do it. The mitzvah is of safi bracha sahaka. Maybe you are yotze. Okay. Hey. If a person says Kriyat Shema doesn't have kavana, especially at least for the first pasuk, he's not yotze. The rest of the pasukim, if you did not have kavana, what you were saying, you weren't thinking about it. You're busy doing something else. You were just reading, learning, you were studying the Parsha Shavua, whatever it is, you were fixing a Sefer Torah. You don't say. You didn't have any kavana to the mitzvah. We let you get away with it. That's as long as you at least had kavana in the first pasuk. Okay. Samech Aleph. Siman Samech Aleph. Si'if Aleph. Yikra Kriyat Shema b'kavana. One must say Kriyat Shema with kavana, understanding what he's saying. Be'ema with fear, be'ira with awe, be'reta, trembling, vizia, and sweating. Okay. Bet. Asher enochi mitzavach hayom. Hainu lomar b'chol yom yu'abeinecha kadashim. When we say Kriyat Shema, we should realize that all of the mitzvot and kapalos, olmachut shemayim, everything is like brand new. V'lo k'mishik v'ar shema oto harbe pa'amim she'eno chaviv etzla. You should not say Kriyat Shema and have Om Achut Shemayim and feel like, oh, we've done this before many times. Every day must feel fresh, new, and exciting. And take it seriously. Gimel, a Kriyat Shema Yesh Ramah Tevot. 245 words. Uchadei Lashlim Ramach. And we want to get to 248. Kenegedei Verav Shel Adam. Corresponding to the limbs in our bodies. Mesayem Shaliach Tzibor, the Shaliach Tzibor adds three words, Hashem Elokechem Emet, Vechozer Veomer B'kol Ram. And those words he repeats out loud, Hashem Elokechem Emet. Haga, Uvazeh Kol Adam Yotze, and this way everyone is Yotze. You listen, Shomea Ka'one, and those three words count for you as well. So, the Shaliach Tzibor says Hashem Elokechem Emet twice, right? One for the main original Kriyat Shema to be 245. Emet is actually part of the next fila. And then you're repeating again those three words. We're all Yotzi when we hear these words from the Shalich Tzibor. V'im ha'yachid rotze gam kein le'omram yom ha'shalich Tzibor en isur badavar. Now if a single individual wants to say Hashem Elokechem Emet with the Chazan on his own, that's also okay. It's also acceptable. And it's not Hashem's name in vain. Chazan is allowed to say it. You can say it too. And it helps for you to count towards your 248 words. What if you're davening by yourself? So then there's a couple different eitzes. First, we'll read the Shulchan Aruch. So the prayer right after Kriyat Shema is Emet V'Yatziv. And in the tefillah it says em v'yatzi v'nachon, so it has vavs 15 times. Gematria, you multiply that 6 times 15, you get to 90. V'hem k'neged shalosh shemot havaya, and that's the same gematria as Hashem's name. Havaya is 26. Shekol shem ole 26. V'arba'at otiotav, and then you add another 4 because it's 4 letters. So 26 plus 4 is Heim Shloshim. That's 30. And so 30 times 3 times Hashem's name, you get that's how that's like 3 words also. Okay, so Haga. V'yesh otam acher b'davar, another. V'chamisha asar vavin ole tishim, it's 90. V'akriya nachshevet echad, when you read it, it's 1. The reading itself counts as 1 for gematria purposes. Very tishim v'echad, and that's 91. K'minyan Hashem. And this is communion, Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, and the Shem Adnut. Aleph Dalet Nun and then Yud, and plus so that number plus the 26 of Havaya, then you get to 91. Havaya Kilo Amar, and it's as if you said Hashem Amunai Emet, and so there's your 3 words. Okay, that you're missing. V'yesh shekatu dekol, and yesh, say, whenever you're kiyot shem b'yachid, yomar, kel melech ne'aman. Before you say the first pasuk Shema Yisrael, kel melech ne'aman. And this is the general custom by the Ashkenazim. The Sephardim actually don't do either one. They always say Hashem Elokeichem emet twice at the end. If they don't hear it from the Shelach Tzibor, they say it to themselves. And if you're davening slower than the Kriyat, than the Shelach Tzibor, and the Shelach Tzibor says Hashem Elokeichem emet, before you finish. So there's 2 opinions on this one. Some count it. You can listen anytime during your Kriyat Shema to the Shliach Tzibur. You pause, you hear him say Hashem, and that counts for yours. Some say no. In order for the Shliach Tzibur to count, it must be at the end of your Kriyat Shema. So if you finish it early, then you should repeat for yourself Hashem Elokeichem Emet afterwards, because he said it before you were ready. The Rama continues, Kishalosh Tevot Elu of Kel Melech Ne'aman is also helps Mashlimin Aminyan Shel Remach. Vubimkom Amen Sheish Le'anot Achar Baruch HaBaruch Rama Yisrael B'Yava. And it's kind of like instead of, if you were the Betzibur, you would answer Amen after that Baracha of Birchas Kriyat Shema HaBaruch Rama Yisrael B'Yava. So here, you get to say it. Since you're not listening to a chazan to answer Amen, you say Kel Melech Ne'aman instead. And that's the custom by Ashkenazi. If you're davening with the tzibur, don't say kem melech ne'aman. You just answer amen, like to the habachem ha'israel b'yavah. And that's our custom, that's the better way to do it. And after kriya, and then when he finishes kriya shema, you'll hear him say Hashem melechem emet, and then everyone, and then you Shilat Tzibur, and you get your 3 extra words. Dalet. Noagim likrav pasuk rishon mekol ram. The custom is to say the first pasuk out loud in order le'orer ha-kavana, in order to increase our kavana. Hey. Noagim liten yideyem al peneyem b'kriyat shema pasuk rishon kadei shelo yistakel b'davar acher shemona o melech havein. We cover our faces with our hands in order to give us better kavana.